Hi, this is Donna with the Waldorf Connection, and today we have a special guest, Sarah Doggett, who will be doing a curriculum review for A Little Garden Flower. So welcome to the call, Sarah.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you on here. So this is so much fun getting to talk to you moms and just kind of hear, about what curriculum you've been using and how it's all going. So why don't you just sort of give us a brief homeschooling history, kind of how you got started with homeschooling and how long you've been doing it, the ages of your children or whatever.
Okay. This is our fifth year homeschooling, this year was. And my son, who is now 12, his name is Gus, and he went to Waldorf school, actually, when he was in first grade, and it was a long way from our house, and we lived out in the woods, and it was just a lot of driving, and we lived in a beautiful place, and we had planned on homeschooling, but since there was a Waldorf school relatively close, we thought we'd try that, and after a year of kind of driving myself crazy by driving so much, I just said, you know what, I really want to do this at home, and so we've used some other curriculums too. He also has two younger sisters who are now nine. My daughter Eleanor is 10, soon to be 11, and my daughter Lucy is 9. And so they're all kind of just stair step down like that, and then they have a little brother who's 2. So yeah. Mr. Caboose.
You are busy then.
Of course. I'm busy as every mother is busy. I always tell people we all use up all of our mama energy, whether we have 1 or 12. So
you're right.
It's not like you're holding back if you only have 1.
That's right.
So since Gus was 8, we've been homeschooling. And at first, and for a long time, we were more unschoolers with a sort of Waldorf curiosity or Waldorf inspired. And then last year, I started using Melissa's curriculum, A Little Garden Flower, just because it seemed to kind of fit into my need for a framework that was pretty clear about what things are appropriate for which age group, as far as the Waldorf recommendations, the recommendations of Steiner and stuff like that. But it wasn't, this is what you have to do every single, every day. This is what you do. And that I'm not as good with that because we do have a busy kind of lesson life as well. The children all 3 play stringed instruments and have since they were quite young. And then they have other activities too. So having a framework was really important for me. And this year I actually have used Melissa's consulting service as well. And all 3 of my older kids are using I'm using that curriculum with all of them. And it's great because even though they're in 3 different grades, the way that her kind of year schedule is set up, it's easier to do 3 kids at doing 3 different things. And I think that comes out of her having done that herself. And she also has little ones, and so she knows how to do that. So having the littles and keeping track of them, as well as this pretty involved subject matter stuff for the older kids, because my kids are now in 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade, and they're really, there's a lot of there's a lot more content involved than when they were just learning their alphabet and learning their numbers and things like that. And they're all beyond that, obviously. So,
right. So you kind of chose that based on kind of what she, her experience and where, and the way she's writing it for, it works for you.
Yeah, it works for me because of all of that. And, and it's been a real positive year for us. It's been a success, whereas before I was using a curriculum that was more laid out, like with so much more specific things to do every day, and I would just get frustrated and give up, kind of, and then we would sort of be having a free-for-all, and that wasn't so great.
Right.
I just can imagine.
Yes, I can definitely imagine. So why don't you kind of give us kind of a basic structure or layout of the curriculum? I know you said she's got a sort of a good, and I have used her curriculum as well, so it's hard for me not to jump in, but I want you to be the one to you know, kind of say how she has it laid out as far as, because I think that's what a lot of moms want to know, you know, how involved is it? Does it give me instruction and all that?
Well, actually, I think, so she's sort of in the middle of changing things somewhat. She has second editions of a lot of her years, but in at least Melissa is very big into planning, which is really good. I mean, that's one thing that all of her books, all of her curriculum, whether you get them ebooks or whatever, start out with, is telling you and teaching you how to plan your year, how to plan your week, how to plan your day. And for those that are a little bit organizationally challenged, like myself, that was really helpful. And it's not necessarily set in stone, but the part that you do need to plan is set in stone as far as Melissa is concerned. And I think that that's really a good thing. And then she has the different lesson blocks laid out month by month. And then in each of the months, she has the weeks also laid out and suggestions for what to do daily. And so Waldorf School, she has the children not doing every single subject on every single day. That's fine. Just it will be like the language arts block. And if she has the third grader doing the language arts block in the beginning of September, she also has the fifth grader doing it and the fourth grader. And so like you're all doing a language arts block together. And same thing with a math block. And so I'm not sure if I'm explaining it very well, but it's organized in that
usually
way.
Usually starts off with the language art and then it'll go into the math. And so you're doing all language arts, so you're not like doing your brain about to be that from doing different subjects, right?
Yep. And then she also, so I have the third grade, which is more, has a more day-by-day thing laid out at the very end of the book. I have the ebook actually for that. And one of the great things about Melissa is that her curriculum is really affordable, especially if you get the ebooks. They're just like, it's really nice because it's not a lot of money to put out, but there's a lot of stuff and a lot of information packed in there. And especially I think with her, her newer editions, that she does have the whole lesson plan, including a form drawing and everything laid out lesson by lesson. And so if you want that, it's there. There's also the block by block laid out and suggestions for that week by week. And then so that's, I guess, kind of how it's laid out. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
does that
no, that's
about
perfect.
Right?
I mean, that's giving it, that's kind of saying she does have a lot of information in there, I know. And you can follow it day by day if you want, or, you know, and I didn't always do it day by day, even though she has that in there, but she does have it by lesson. So you just, if you miss a day, just go to the next one or whatever it is, you know, and kind of move along, which is great.
Right. And she also has really practical suggestions, such as for the Christmas and December holiday celebrating people, she just suggests to take the month off and do things that you really love to do and make gifts for people, because a lot of us, you know, like to be crafty and do those kinds of things. And if we're trying to do school at the same time, we're just going to pull our hair out because the kids are all excited for it and we do want to make gifts. And if we're, and so that part just made a lot of sense to me. You know, whether or not you do that in December, I think it's good to acknowledge when your family is celebrating their major holidays and just take some time off and focus on that and give it the credit, but not the credit, but the time and attention that it really needs, because then your kids grow up with that tradition of, we don't have to do everything and try to put in all of this holiday stuff on top of it. So that I think it comes from her, being a mom, writing the curriculum from a mom standpoint, and not that a lot of other curriculum writers aren't mothers, but I think she really takes into account like all of the stuff that we do with our children, and makes it seem just like, okay, if you need to take some time off for your, when you celebrate your major holidays, I mean, I'm assuming that there are other people using her curriculum that may not be Christian, but, you know, for the Western European and American world, a lot of us celebrate, you know, holidays in December, and so she just suggests taking that time off. So
yeah, so she worked the festivals kind of into the curriculum as well as the holidays and kind of thing. It's like we'd like take the whole week and plan and do stuff and experience it rather than trying to just fit it in around your lessons.
Right, right. And yeah, and while still maintaining a rhythm in your home, actually, like not letting everything just fly out, but like making the celebration of the holiday really your lesson, like not I guess.
I know I've also used her curriculum since really I'd used first, second, and third, and I had her kindergarten or that before the journey kind of thing just looking through as well. So yeah, I think, you know, as far as you kind of get into a rhythm with it, you like it. It's a little, I don't want to say it's more laid back, but I think it is very doable for a mom who's busy or has many kids or just, you know, it's not like overwhelmingly, like you'll never get through all of that stuff, you know, kind of a thing. You'll all, you know, pretty much you can get through the whole thing because it's, it's laid out in a very doable, reasonable amount of, you know, of content.
Right. And I think she really, too, acknowledges that the lives of homeschoolers are, many of us, we're not just staying at home doing homeschooling. We do have other things. We do have enrichment activities that we do. And so, you know, planning to have school the way that she, I mean, she talks about how her family does it, having school mostly in the morning and being done around lunchtime. And then, you know, you have your afternoons free to play and to do the other things that you need to do. That's kind of her thing is set to be about, you know, 3 hours a day pretty much doing that stuff. And of course my kids have time when they're, you know, continuing writing in their main lesson book beyond that time. But just the suggestion that she had of the older kids taking turns hanging out with the younger kids while mom is helping one of the bigger kids with their main lesson, you know, that has like made a huge difference for me. Before it was like I was trying to take care of the baby, and he's older now, so that's, you know, he's always liked to hang out with his siblings, but you know, they're having a lot of fun, like playing with Play-Doh, and especially she suggests, you know, if you have a little one, having things that are their school time things, whether it's some special set of blocks or their puzzles or something like that, that you only get out during school time, so that it's like their work that they're doing at the same time that you're doing your work, and it's fun because they don't see it all of the time, and then rotating through different things. And just those kind of practical suggestions she has for working with both big kids and little kids are really, really helpful, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure. I mean, I don't have to deal with that issue. Unfortunately, I don't have to deal with that, but most do. Most people do, and that is a very big issue.
Yeah, a lot of people
have to juggle all of that.
Yeah, a lot of people that, you know, are wanting to homeschool, they're like, how in the world do you do it when you have so many different ages? And I think just talking to Melissa, and I would really say that, you know, the consultation is not not necessarily, you don't have to do that, but just to have someone that you can talk to about the different challenges that you're going through or about planning, about the different pieces of it is very helpful. Whether she has them in hour increments that you can buy along with the curriculum, or she has her Thinking, Willing, Feeling program, and she also has just that buying a year of consultation, I think, to go along with the curriculum. Also fairly affordable, I would say. But like I said, you don't have to do that. But, you know, it is nice to have somebody that you can call and say, okay, I have this kid who seems to be going through the 9-year-old change, and it's a struggle every single day. And when we try to paint, she cries. And then I have, you know, her older brother who's doing the 12-year-old thing. And it just, so and she says, oh, yeah, we've done this before. Okay, this is how to handle that. Or he gives you some suggestions. You know, she doesn't pretend to know it all, but she has some suggestions for how to help with things like that.
Right, right. That's great. I mean, she does offer a lot over there in her site, a lot of support for moms. She's very, you know, into that inner work and the whole supporting moms, because she's in the trenches doing it as well, right? So she knows that it takes a lot to, you know, be successful and to do it.
Right. You know, and I would say that truthfully, like the encouragement to have inner work time and to have quiet space and planning time each week, every day, you know, just a little bit, has been really helpful to me as well. So it's not just this piece of teaching our children, but it's also this part about learning ourselves and taking care of ourselves. And her whole ideal and her whole kind of message is that that's how, you know, that's how we can best teach and take care of our children. And I think that, you know, I believe that. I'm a doula. I really believe that mothers taking care of themselves and parents taking care of themselves allow them to better take care of their children. And so that fits right in with my philosophy as well. And of course, a lot of us feel that way, but sometimes don't have the, like, can't figure out where to fit it in or how to do it or whatever. And I feel like Melissa has helped me with that as well.
Great. Yeah, I see just from talking to people doing the curriculums that a lot of times they are just matching up, you know, what works for them. And it's hard at first maybe to know, you know, what will match up. But that's one reason I'm doing these reviews, because so many people have asked me, like, do you have a place where you have all the reviews of the different curriculums? Because, you know, and it's nice to hear that, you know, from somebody who's using it and just giving the reasons why and how it works. So I appreciate it. Do you have any final things you'd want to say as far as about the curriculum or any?
I would say that I think using Melissa's curriculum has really given me the confidence to really have a rhythm and inner work time and to really do homeschooling with my kids, whereas before I would say I was an unschooler, but mostly it was just that I wasn't confident and organized enough to kind of do the things that I really wanted to do with them. And having that piece all together, I mean, we still have days that are, you know, that things don't work and it doesn't all flow. But for the most part, having a better framework around it has really helped our homeschooling life and our life, just our life in general. And I really think a huge part of that has been working with Melissa and just using her curriculum and reading what she writes about rhythm and family and putting these things into place, as well as information that comes from resources like your website and the stuff that you do, Donna. I mean, I think that right now is a great time. It's so much better than when even 5 years ago when I first started, all of this information wasn't out there. And I think there's just so much more support. Thank you. Because, like, it was kind of like wandering out in the deep, dark woods before. And I know that Melissa was there, but now there are more, you know, resources pointing to her stuff or having interviews like this where you can kind of know. And I just feel like whenever anybody asks me or says something like, oh, I could never homeschool my kids, I now can really with good confidence say, if you really want to do it, you can. And there's people there to help you. And you know, especially if they're talking about, well, we'd love to go to Waldorf school, but it's too far away, or we can't afford it, or this or that or the other thing. Like, this is the Waldorf Connection and Melissa's stuff. I feel like both of those make stuff so much more accessible to all of us, so that we feel like I feel like I really can do it. And I tell people that, like, I feel like I can do it. Like, if you have the desire and the will, like, you can do it.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily easy, but it's not as hard as people really think it is sometimes, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That was, you know, my intention, of course.
Yes.
Because I know starting 6 years ago myself, there wasn't much out there. So great. Well, thank you so much,
like
Sarah.
Gretel, like,
Right.
All right.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving us the little thing here. And thank you, guys. Join me again for another session of the Global Expo. Bye-bye.